Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
Feeling like, the greatest, yeah. They played us first, now they play us, yeah. I ain't never asked for no favors, nah. You can take my name off the wait list, yeah. Ooh, feeling like the greatest, ooh. Studio feeling so spacious, ooh. I don't need a lot of niggas around me, ooh. Got a fan base, happy that they found me, ooh. So I'm feeling like the GOAT. See the glow, you ain't gotta get close. Tap champagne, flutes, make a toast. All goals, we ain't going off hope. Nigga cross me and probably get crossed out. And the boss, nigga, no, I can't call out. Two fast little baddies on the arm now. Squeeze ass while the valet bring the car round. Got me feeling like one of the greatest ever, don't debate it ever. If I'm on your list, it's only A-list ever. If I'm in your playlist, then your playlist better. Bitch, I'm feeling like greatest.
Listen, man, the greatest, man, that's Don Michael Jr., the greatest.
I like
Listen,
that.
I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest Kung Fu master ever.
No, you
I can put that out there. On the black tip, on the black tip. Ain't nobody out here holding the black tip.
Hold on. You the G-N-A-T. The greatest nut of all time.
No, see, you just a hater. You know, ain't nobody holding the black martial artist down like I am. But listen, before we even get into this, man, this is $1 million worth of game. I'm Wildo 267. This is Gilly the Nut. You know what I mean? What? That's your handle.
Gilly the King, nigga.
That's your handle. Your handle is Gilly the Nut.
Gilly the Nut. This is Wallow. I'm the greatest nut-ass nigga of all time.
We gonna come right in. We gonna give shout-outs to our sponsors from the RIP.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So let's get into this podcast, right? The definition of love, relationships, family, and friends.
So is you talking about the definition of love with each department?
Yeah. See, me personally, I'm not a big love guy, you know.
So you don't love me? You told me, you always tell me you love me.
I mean, I'm more of a trust guy.
You always tell me you love me, though.
No, I love the person that you grew into be. You know what I mean?
So you don't love me?
Of course I love you. I used to wash you up when you was younger, dog. I used to put you in the tub and shit, man. Of course I love you.
I really need to know something. Do you love all of me? Meaning, do you love the martial arts in me? That I became a
grandmaster. I accept you for who you are.
No, you're trying to finesse that. You're trying to slide it in like you're not in agreement
with
my approach to life and what I do. That's what you're telling me.
You a nut-ass nigga, and I've come to accept people for who they are. So you a nut-ass nigga, and I, Tootie really was like, you really love this nut-ass nigga. I'm like, Toot, that's my cousin. Like, you know what I mean? Toot, like, before you came into my life, he was my cousin, Toot. You know what I'm saying? She didn't understand it. You know, she's still
Tootie understands the martial arts. She understands the martial arts. She understands that part.
But she's still mad that you walked in the mall with her with that goddamn bear snuggie on, man.
The onesie?
Yeah, the bear onesie, man.
I'm just saying, that was cool.
She's still mad about that. And she don't understand how I
could embarrass her that day.
I embarrassed the fuck out of her.
Yeah.
And she's still upset that, you know, that I would actually have love for a grown-ass man who would wear a fucking bear onesie at 39 years old. I just told her that I accept people for who they is, you know what I'm saying? You know, you were so used to wearing that jumpsuit that it was just like a decorated jumpsuit.
No, at the end of the day, I went to jail when I was 17, and I'm trapped in a time capsule. I'm reliving my second childhood right now. That's what that shit really was.
Okay.
Well, and sometimes I'm allowed to just do that.
I mean,
and exercise my individualism and exercise my youth because it was snatched away from me. But go ahead.
So I accept you, and I love you for who you are. But as far as I'm a person that I'm not really big on love, I'm more big on trust. Can I trust you? because I know motherfuckers that love you that get your house robbed.
But I will say about love, one thing about love, love is intoxicating. And I once seen Love Pimp a Pimp, kind of con man and pickpocket a pickpocketer. So love can be dangerous at some time.
Absolutely. That's why I'm more of a trust guy. Because if I can trust you, then I know you always got my best interest at heart. You know, I can learn to love a motherfucker.
So,
like, I can learn to love you later on down the line and shit.
Let me ask you a question.
Can I trust you?
If we just so happen to be getting out, we're going to an event, and we're in a back alley and it's dark, and danger arrives, do you trust that I would take care of everything?
No, I trust that you will look for a fucking exit plan.
So you don't trust, trust me? You basically
No. I just know that when danger come.
See, I'm glad you
You don't approach danger.
See, you're starting to be able to identify danger. You're starting to be able to identify danger if the attacker's coming.
First of all, that's some bitch shit right there, the attackers. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you, a scorned woman? The attackers came. What the fuck are you talking about? The attackers.
That's when I'm teaching my students in martial arts, when I'm in my dojo, that's the type of language we use.
Oh, okay. So you just be in the dojo. What y'all be doing in the dojo? You be wrestling around with men in the dojo?
That's too much. That's TMI, too much information.
I mean, we want to know.
The stuff that happens in the dojo is sacred. I can't be giving you all this information.
Why is it sacred?
Because it's martial arts techniques that the layman man ain't supposed to know.
Okay. But you know, I was on my Instagram page, and an OG came through who actually knew Karate Earl.
I told you. I told you people know Earl. I told you. A lot of people know Earl.
He definitely knew Karate Earl.
And then when I took you down the way, you thought, see, you know what? You know what, y'all?
And he said Karate Earl taught him some shit.
Listen, he really thought that Earl was like a myth. I took him down the way. People like, no, Earl was a legend. I told you
he is. Well, I knew Earl was real.
Earl was a legend.
Everybody from the hood was.
Karate Earl was a legend.
Was hyping him the fuck up. But when that old head came across my Instagram, talking about Karate Earl told him this shit.
I told you.
And then he slapped the gun out of some guy's hand and showed him what he would do. But
Earl told him.
But
that.
this was the key ingredients to all that. He didn't know Wallo.
No.
They asked him, "Do you know Wallo?" He was like, "Who the fuck is Wallo? I know Earl. I don't know.
He knew Earl by default. I was Earl's top student. I don't have to explain it. He's nobody. He's nobody to me. Tell me he don't know me. Do you think I worry about him knowing me? Like, I know, like, Earl, I'm Earl Legacy. I carry the torch after Earl, so I don't have to worry about all that.
Okay. So we was just talking about when danger comes.
Yeah,
right?
when
your attackers come.
When
okay.
attacker
oh, wait. Let's talk about when we was pulling up to the studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me let y'all know. While I went to jail 17, he didn't have a driver's license. He came home at 37, got his driver's license.
Oh, I didn't need no driver's license back then. Back then, the day, you just park your car. They'd be like, park your car.
He came home at 37.
But I always knew how to drive.
Got his driver's license, right? So when he came home 20 years later, you got to understand that he still drives like he's 17 before he went to jail. So he pulls into a parking space and backs up into this white guy's car.
Oh, my God. Here you go.
And he lost his fucking mind. Oh, hello. Dude, what the fuck are you doing? You went straight into apologetic mode. I'm sorry. Bitching at a rapid rate. And that white man was stocky like Rocky. He jumped right up. Dude, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Excuse me. I ejected myself from out of the car, too. Quick.
To apologize. I'm sorry.
No. That's not what I did.
I had to tell that white man, shut the fuck up, man.
No.
Cuz, don't talk to him like that, cuz. I was wrong, cuz. I was in the wrong.
Listen, what I did, I de-escalated danger. See, what happened was this. This guy was in danger. He jumped out, and I gave him a way out. This is when retreat. I gave him an exit plan. He jumped out, and this is what I said. I'm not going to lie. This is what I said. Excuse me. I apologize. We don't have to go there. He kept, you hit my car. And I said, big guy, let's not do this. This is not the place for this. There's not a scratch in your car. I think we could settle this easily.
And he wasn't trying to hear it.
He snapped out again.
Snapped out again.
And you know what I did?
I told him, shut the fuck up.
No. And then
fuck out of here, man. He hit your shit bumper to bumper, man. Chill out, man. And then that de-escalated all the drama.
What happened was,
he caught you BRR bitching at a rapid rate.
No, this is what I did. Hold up.
Sorry. And you wasn't that calm. You wasn't talking like how you talking now. Listen, buddy. Calm down, big fella.
Listen,
that shit. You was like, No.
This
sorry. You don't have any scratches.
See, what happened is I had everything under control, and then you heighten the danger. And then I had the DS guy pulled him to the side like I did. Excuse me. Let me talk to you, big guy. We went over to the side. I said, this is a misunderstanding. There's not a scratch in your car. And you know what I told him? This is what I told him. I said, listen, we can handle this like this, or I think you really want to do it like
no,
this.
You didn't.
This is what you already said.
I'm going to call the police. Listen, even we can handle it like men and gentlemen, we could talk it out.
No.
He was like, his cuz looking, I don't want to be known as a rat. His cuz look, not looking. Or I could call the police. Well, listen, you don't want me to call the police.
I don't see Sensei Wallow doing
that. No, I did not. And this is what I told him. I backed him up because he said, because you heard when he said we was together, me and him was by ourselves. Gil was like a car away. And he said, on what? And I said, listen, buddy. I said, we can handle this nicely, or we can get into something else, and I don't really want to go. He said, oh, what? Then what?
You said, I don't want to call law.
This is what I told him, and everything stopped. I said, you really want this? I said, let's kill each other then, motherfucker.
You're lying.
And his whole thing changed. He knew I was a martial artist right then and there.
He didn't say that. He said, either we can handle it like gentlemen, cuz not looking, or I'm going to call the police. I don't want to call the police. And dude didn't want you to call the police either.
I didn't know.
That's what you said.
I never mentioned Johnny Law.
You mentioned Johnny
and
Law.
And even my battles. Never.
Yes, you did. I never mentioned Johnny Law.
I never mentioned Johnny Law and none of my battles. Never.
And you was bitching at a rapid rate when he jumped out stocky like Rocky.
Man. Don't do that, man.
He jumped out all shoulders.
He was on steroids,
dude,
man.
What the fuck are you doing?
He was on steroids, cuz. He was on steroids.
He might have been, but you was bitching at a rapid rate. It was unbelievable.
We both live to see another day. That's all that matters. I'm not going to talk about that.
Well, that's what it's about, living to see another day.
Smart man. I'm smarter than him.
Okay. Let's see how smart you are. Is it easier to get into the rap game now than it was back in the day? Abso-fucking-lutely. These kids got all these outlets that you can get popping on. We had to run up on motherfuckers. We had to run up on Puff. We had to run up on Jay-Z. We had to run up on all these people to get an opportunity. These motherfuckers could get discovered overnight, right here off the phone. So it's without a doubt easier to get on in today's world.
I would say you're absolutely right, dude, too. For real, SoundCloud is everything. You got hundreds of millions of people on SoundCloud, right? And SoundCloud, you can just go up there and put it up, and you could be popping overnight. Like SoundCloud, all these outlets, it's just so easy for a young cat to make it happen. And, you know, and for real, there's no, like, a lot of people, a lot of older dudes, they get an idea of what a dude's supposed to be doing. Sometimes even you do, sometimes I do. No, more you than me, I don't really care. And you could be wrong at that due to the fact of, no two people has ever got into the rap game the same. No two people in the history of life. No two people went the same outlet. So you could do what you want. There's really not no rules into getting into the game. Like, you could be a goofy rapper. You could be any type of rapper. You could do all types of stuff now because there's different audiences. And the audience is continuing to change. You know, like, you got that young audience, but the young audience can change. They keep changing. And it just still be young. And you always keep boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean? So it's like,
It's way easier.
Do you think it'd be possible that it could be easier and harder for some people? Like, you know, when you was doing it, y'all could really hit the street. You, number one, back in that time, people ain't really tried to rap that couldn't rap.
Right.
So, one, the talent was there. So it was really about who was going to put the investment into going in the studio, putting together a project, and then getting on the road and touching the people, right? So now it seemed like making content is like having a lottery ticket, right?
Right.
Nowadays makes it where there's more lottery tickets. But sometimes people get lost in that sauce because, you know, you got to listen to 10. Nah, not 10. You got to listen to 1,000 whack niggas and that Kendrick Lamar, that Gilly the Kid, that Scarface.
But it ain't about that no more. You know, one thing I realized about, it's not even about the level of music. It's about a moment. It's about, some people got moments, some people got movements. It's about different things. It's also about this. These days, it's like a lot of hit records is marketed. It's more marketing than it is talent, because sometimes it can program your mind. See, we're moving off of programming. We're being programmed to everything, what we see on our social media. So they're able to plug things in to where it pop up on YouTube, it pop up on Facebook, it pop up on SoundCloud. It's everywhere. It's popping up on you. So you like, and you just get used to it. You get used to it and used to it and used to it because our attention span is short. And what you hear the most of, you can win. So it's like, it's not even no rules. It's not about, like, on for real, like, I can say, okay, this is hot. You can say this is hot. You got to think about it. Back in the day, we grew up, it was only a couple restaurants, like mainstream restaurants. Like, you know, I'm not even going to say them because they're not paying us right now. But it was only a couple restaurants. Now it's a bunch of them. So your idea of hot is, can we say our idea of hot, some people's idea of hot might be outdated? Compared to what's culturally accepted now, and it's hot.
Right.
So you gotta be mindful of that, because a lot of times you'll be like, oh, that's trash, it's garbage. That's trash and garbage in an era that don't exist no more.
Right. Right. But I'm saying, for the time period, it was almost impossible for somebody to have Gilly's skill set, right? Have y'all kind of dedication and not at least be known in the city.
Gilly didn't have his own skill set.
Yes, I did.
I was writing his raps.
Oh, shit.
I was writing good raps. I wrote for Lil Wayne, I wrote them raps in jail. I'm just it got to come out. I wrote his
You know
raps.
What? I did notice that it was a lot
raps.
Of...
I wrote his raps.
Your flow was in Gilly's rap.
I just sent him books of raps home.
I did know.
I gave him the canes and I sent him books of raps home. I'm just going to put it out there. I wrote a lot of the stuff that he said that he wrote for Lil Wayne. I wrote it. I'm just putting it out there.
Let me say this.
I was a rapper. I was the best rapper at Major Figures.
I can definitely say in my generation, niggas who couldn't rap didn't rap because we didn't allow it. It was a little bit more, I would like to say we was a little thorougher than the motherfuckers.
It was more pride back then now than it is now.
Nah,
right. Because, if a homie got in the booth and couldn't rap, we would all laugh, bust out laughing, grind him the fuck out.
But now
get
that's
the
hating. That's hating now. You can't do that shit now.
Right.
Now, I see these young guys, they encourage motherfuckers to rap who ain't got no talent. Man, fuck it, man. You here, you with us. You might as well go in the booth. No, that's not how the fuck it works.
And you can't even tell a homie that you can't tell a homie that he's not hot. If you tell, like, you can have a homie, I'm going. Like, you be like, yo, homes. Like, your friend is supposed to be able to give you constructive criticism. But, like, now, everything is super emotional. And everybody is so feminine to the point is you can't even get him constructive criticism because that's hating.
Absolutely.
And it's like, it ain't, if I don't like it, I don't like it. That don't mean that I'm hating. But, like, I'm your homie, and I don't want to see you put yourself out there. But the dude would be like, I'm going after my dreams.
Well, the reason is because you said in this time, the person could do anything to go viral and then put an album out. If a nigga eat shit, right? If a nigga eat bowl of shit on the internet, he going to get followers. Oh, that's the boy that be eating shit, right?
Right.
And then he get 1 million followers, a label will give him a deal.
Right.
Yep, they will for his following. But I would say this, though. It comes to a point where it's like this. I told somebody the other day, somebody hit me up. Yeah, well, I'm ready to do that. I think I'm ready to get back in. I said, get back in. What you talking about? Get back in where? Yeah, I'm ready to step back in that booth. And the whole time while he ready to step back in his booth, I know him and his girl. His girl like, Wally, tell him to stop playing games. He ain't going to be doing that shit. I said, what's going on? I said, no. I'm laughing. I'm like, you supposed to encourage his dreams. Now, the question got to be this, because I just said, man, you got to do what you want to do. I didn't want to be the person. But his girl was like, she basically called me like, wow, you want some bullshit. Why you telling him that? I said, no, he got to do what he wants. I'm not going to knock nobody's dreams. But is it an age where it's too old to be trying to enter the rap game?
Yes.
Like, hold up. Before we define that age, because hold up. She was basically like, wow, this nut trying to rap. We got bills to pay. He's talking about a mixtape, putting out a mixtape. That's not bringing no money in. He told me, no, I'm chasing my career. You got to be supportive of my career. I'm going back in. The game is the he ended with this joke. The game is watered down. They need some real. Listen, they need some real MCs out here. I'm like, oh, he's outdated.
Yeah. He said, you got to already
he said,
be in.
He said, they need some real MCs. I'm going back to the booth. I'm getting this. So I'm saying to myself, like, I need to know. It's not me. I'm not judgment. I want everybody to do their thing. But what is the age frame of when you're not supposed to be rapping and you got a girl, you got kids? You got girl, you got kids, and you talking about you putting out a mixtape and you never cracked the scene yet. What age were you in violation and you disrespecting your family where you telling some, yeah, baby, I'm getting in the booth. I know we got three kids, but.
Let me tell you something.
What age? I just need to know.
Okay, I'm about to tell you. Let me tell you something. If you ain't got no traction through none of your motherfucking 20s, no traction. If nobody didn't give a fuck about nothing you had to say in your 20s, by the time you hit your 30s, nigga, it's over, nigga. Cut that bullshit out, man. Like you have to have some type of traction as a youngster. If you didn't have no traction as a youngster, because your younger days is your prime days when you a rapper.
But what's old in the rap game now? Because you know it's getting younger and younger. You know, a young cat in the rap game is like 17, 18, 19, 20? Is it over 20? Is that older? Is that
like, I mean, it old? Depends on what kind of rap, too, because there's still an avenue for other kinds of rap.
Like, motherfuckers be hitting 37 putting out their first mixtape. Nigga. Let me tell you something.
You lying, Gil. I don't know nobody's 37.
Let me tell you something.
Is he lying?
Go run the bath water and drown your fucking self. Yeah,
you can't tell people not to chase their dreams.
No, I'm going to tell you motherfuckers right here. If you putting out your first motherfucking mixtape.
Come to SFX Studios and give us the money.
In your mid-30s. You hear me?
Because they got real money. They probably got real money.
In your mid-30s. There's a blue bridge called the Benjamin Franklin. Jump off that motherfucker for me, please. It's over. It's been over. You hear me? And you know what the problem is with a lot of these motherfuckers? I'm going to keep it real. I done seen a nigga who come to me for his artist. Yo, girl, I got an artist. This nigga was management. I got an artist. He hot. I want you to listen to him. I seen this motherfucker 4 months later. He talk about, oh, no, I ain't fucking with him now. I'm concentrating on my shit. Wait, what the fuck are you talking about? I thought you was the fucking manager.
But no, you know what
now comes? You putting the fucking album out? So this generation is fucked up on that type of time, man. Whereas though even the motherfuckers who didn't have no aspirations of rapping, doing none of that, now everybody feel like, I can do it. And that's not the case.
But what about this, though? What about this?
It's not the case.
Like the great Suge Knight once said, you got a manager, he all dancing in the videos, rapping. You know, what is that about? Like, a lot of these dudes was ex-rappers, they be trying to be managers sometime. They fuck up a whole thing. Like, a lot of people fuck the whole thing up. You dance, don't dance. Listen, Gil, if you was my manager, don't dance in my video, man. Go get me some money. And we got to be mindful of the word manager. A manager is somebody you get where they got connects that can get you into the door, not somebody that's just freestyling out here talking about, I'm your manager, I got this, and blocking a bunch of money because they don't know what the fuck they doing.
Right.
If you got a manager and they're trying to be popular and they all over the place, get the fuck away from them.
And
get far away from them. If they're trying to be popular, they can't manage you.
Hold on. And the flip side of that is a manager is not just a motherfucker who you got money. Your fucking hands in his pocket.
He's not a babysitter. He's paying your rent. And just give me right. Here.
But here. See, because a lot of niggas get with street niggas, and now motherfucker paying your rent, he putting money in your pocket.
Buying you the drip.
Nigga buying you the drip. Nigga trying to run around, trying to get you a used car. The niggas doing all this shit. That's not fucking management.
No. And then 3 months
later. That's your fucking father.
Oh, and then 3 months later, you got a new manager.
Right. Then 3 months later, you got a new manager.
And then 3 months later, you got another new manager.
Right.
We can't do that.
Right.
Well, ain't that why some managers end up being like, fuck it, I might as well rap. I done spent 30 bands on this nigga bullshit.
No, because the managers didn't have the talent. If you had the talent, you would have wanted to be a rapper from the get. You wouldn't have wanted to be a manager. So at the end of the day, you know, being a solid dude is being a solid dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a goofy-ass son. You feel what I'm saying? I know that the nigga's goofy. This motherfucker told me one day, yeah, I think I'm gonna go to college. I said, well, what you gonna do? This motherfucker said, play basketball. I said, bitch, you ain't never played basketball in your life. What the fuck are you talking about?
I love his energy.
Right, but he's still fucking goofy.
He's real. He's extremely optimistic.
No,
I love that.
No, that doesn't mean he's not fucking goofy. He's
I'm not gonna say that.
You feel what I'm saying?
He's different. He's different.
Well, that's my son. He came out these fucking nuts. I don't give a fuck what you say.
I'm just saying, I got a right to his family. I got a right to define him, too.
So at the end of the day.
Your definition of him is not 100%.
Yes, it is.
That's a percentage, but I can put mine. Because I'm a different person. I understand his individualism.
Let me tell you something.
And he's approaching life. He's optimistic. And he can do it. You supposed to tell him he can play basketball.
You a nigga who you don't even have any kids. You know what I mean? And back in the day, you didn't wear no condoms. You used to slam all your bitches raw and none of them got pregnant. So I believe you got a fucking cap gun. You know what I mean? That motherfucker go,
yo, you lying on me. You lying on me.
Bop! And dust come out.
You lying on me.
Bop!
I never was, listen.
You got to start a pistol.
I never was Bobby Bareback. I never bareback nothing.
In your whole life, you never had a girl pregnant. in your whole life. Oh, I can name about five girls that you bareback.
You lied.
Nigga,
you
was bareback king, nigga.
You lied.
Fuck is you talking about? Fuck is wrong with you? You was BBK, nigga. Fuck is wrong.
You lied on
bareback
me.
Bareback king, nigga.
You lied on me.
Is you serious?
You lied.
And you never had a broad pregnant in your life. I always used to ask you that back in the day. You thought she was pregnant. What she had, it was another nigga baby. Keep it real. Little nigga came out dark skin with curly hair. You knew that was your fucking child. That's why you said, stand down. Stand down. You knew that was your fucking child.
You lied on
fuck,
me.
We got the bareback king.
He like
fucking cap gun low. Yeah, you know I mean, hey, never had a bitch pregnant in his life, and used to slam and spray him down when you was a young boy. I ain't gonna lie, you know what I mean, you was slaying him and spraying him, but you never. And me, you know, shit. I used to get bitch pregnant by looking at her. Bitch,
martial arts reflexes though, the pull out.
Listen,
martial arts.
They used to call me
martial arts.
Back in the day, they used to call me Double P, Paulie Pull Out.
No, they didn't. They used to call you.
Pull out, okay, what's the story?
They used to call you, can't pull out Wallace. Nigga, stay in. But nobody ever would get pregnant.
He lied on me.
Nobody ever got
pregnant. So you were shooting the club up and no result?
No, nigga, he shooting the club up. Nobody died. Nobody got shot.
He tried to say, I shot the club, but he hit nobody.
You ain't hit nobody. You ain't hit nobody, BBK.
You lying.
Bareback king.
You lying on me.
Yeah,
man.
Come on, low. Let's keep it real. The one girl you thought got you dad pregnant, you was like, I'm about to have a baby.
I never told you that.
Yes, you did. I'm about to have a little Wallace.
I never told you that.
He was sitting around thinking.
I never told you that.
He was sitting around thinking of all the names and shit.
He's
like, I think I'm going to name my son Lalo Peoples.
You're lying
you know his
me.
Name Wallo. Wallace Peoples. You're like, I think I'm going to name him Lalo. Little Lalo.
You lying
little
on me.
Lalo Peoples. That little nigga came out. That nigga was dark skinned with curly hair. Sure, he was light skinned. He light skinned. I had to say, Lo, that's not yours.
I've never been in a situation like that.
I said, Lo. I said, Lo, you got to back out of that joint like a bank robbery. Yeah, me? So nobody move. That's not yours, buddy. Back up out that way.
You lying on me.
And I'm going to keep it real. This nut ass nigga was Ray Claiby. I'm ready to get on the streets and go get a job for my son. That ain't your fucking son.
You lying on me. I ain't never say that.
We're going to bring him on the show.
I ain't never say that.
Years later.
I ain't never say that.
I can't do no more armed robberies with you. I got to take care of my boy. I said, that ain't your fucking boy. Shut up and take this pistol, bitch. Let's run up in this CVS.
He lied on me. I ain't never
said that. We is that nigga. I remember.
Hey, Deb, I never
we
told
is that daddy crib, right?
I never told him.
Yes,
I never said. Listen, cuz, I never said that.
Yes, you did. We is that daddy crib,
that.
Right?
I never said that.
He talk about.
I never said that. You lying on me.
He talk about. Yeah, I don't want to see the girl name. I don't want to put her out there. He talk about. Yeah, she's doing a couple days. She's due. Little nigga dropped out. He called me up to the spit. I said, cousin, that little nigga's not part of our family. You sure, cuz? I said, man, that nigga dark kid with curly hair, man.
He lying on me.
We all got that African shit. We all came from Africa, Moodoo, a full guy.
He lying on me.
That ain't yours. I said, back out that joint like a bank robbery, cuz. Stand down. He wanted to take this little nigga in so bad until we grinded him the fuck up.
You lying on me?
No.
You lying on me. You lying.
Little dark skinned Lalo Peoples. He was thinking of all kinds of names. I said, cuz, that's not yours. That's Ricky Blazer, the donut glazer.
Don't mention Ricky. Don't mention Ricky on the show.
You still hate Ricky to this day.
Don't mention him, please.
Was it Ricky's baby?
No, it wasn't Ricky, because Ricky was a light skinned nigga with curly hair. See, this why I
Ricky's
love.
A coward. That's what Ricky is.
You gonna put that dirt on Ricky's name?
I'm just saying that was a reflex.
And you know Ricky's still out here.
That was a reflex.
See, this is why he was so mad at Ricky, right?
That was a reflex.
He had this girl. He loved this broad. I'm talking about.
No, I didn't even understand love then. So don't say I loved
it. Nigga,
I didn't even understand that.
She had your fucking heart break dancing like Chris Brown, nigga.
No, she didn't. I didn't even understand.
Yes, she did.
I didn't even know the love was a love then. I was a young boy. I didn't care about none of that.
That was tears on the phone, right?
Yes. So when Ricky hit your bitch, you didn't drop a tear. You going to sit here and lie, cuz? You didn't want to kill that nigga?
You already admitted it.
Then the nigga was calling from jail to her. Ride, just ride. If you happen to be around the way, just ride through that block. I'm not riding through that block doing no investigation on no bitches. What are you talking about? You didn't cry when Ricky Blazer hit your bitch?
No, I didn't. You're lying on me.
You going to sit there and you going to with that bullshit, cuz? You going to sit there with that bullshit?
I'm not even going to mention Ricky. You're all not going right. to give me all a right, promo cool. hair.
Reason why I don't want to mention here. Ricky. I'm not reason why I don't want to mention Ricky because Ricky was a light skinned nigga with curly hair. He had beat you up and he carried his pistol.
I'm not
and
Lo
was
Ricky.
Scared to death of that nigga. And he fucked the brakes off Lo, bitch. And Lo was scared to death. But we going to get into stories from a cell. We going to leave Ricky alone. We going to get into stories from a cell.
Stories from a cell.
Chemical warfare. Visits.
Now listen, it took me a long time to experience chemical warfare in Philly, in jail. Once I got caught with them cell phones, they sent me to the hole in Gratisville Prison. I was on the death row wing. They got wings like death row, whereas though it was on this one block where a lot of death row dudes be, but they got the holes. It's hot summertime. So I heard these two dudes beefing on the gate. What? You's a coward, mother. I fuck your mother. All that type of stuff. It was real disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
So the one guy was like, all right, motherfucker, you going to pay? So the one dude kept talking. The other dude just backed down. Next thing you know, it was showers on the tier. So when the showers come on the tier, you got to walk past people's cells.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about showers on the tier?
Meaning that's our tier for showers. It's different tiers.
Oh, okay.
Tier one, two, three. Oh, it's different okay. tiers. And they be like, okay. you know, showers, like on your tier. And at the end of your tier, in this little cell, is a shower cell. It's a cell you go in. You take your cuffs. Take the cuffs off. Once they lock the door, and you just put your hand through the, whatever. So I heard the one dude still talking to the gate. Yeah, you's a high-powered cow. You's a bitch, motherfucker. I kill you, nigga. You know about me. All that barking, right? So the boy got quiet. I said, okay. I said, all right, man, about time. How much the other dude shut up? So when they go to take the one dude, the talking dude, yeah, motherfucker, you can see me. Yeah, I'm spitting your face when I see you. And the dude that was talking all this monster gangster shit, he wasn't a professional hole guy. You know, this dude's that be in the hole for years. I'm talking about years, 23-1. You get 23 hours inside of your cell, 1 hour out. The 1 hour out was to go into another cage in the yard. It was like a dog cage, but it's like a human dog cage. You go in there, you walk back and forth like a dog would do. Then they take you out of the cage and take you back to your cell. And outside of that, you only go in the shower. So this dude, he just come down the hole. He was only down there for 90 days. He's dealing with a true chemical warfare warrior. So the dude don't say, now he fall back. So now when he fall back, you know, because he told us about it, he throw a sheet over his cell because it's bars. So when you throw the sheet over, you can't see nothing. So the boy, they go back to get the boy that was barking. The boy that was barking cell was behind this guy's cell. So when they pulling him out, they cuff him, pull him out. All you hear is, oh, shit. The guard like, motherfucker. He sprayed him with chemical. Chemical warfare is this in prison. It's when a dude take a lotion bottle, one of the square lotion bottles, piss in it, put shit in it, cum in it, all type of stuff, rotten food. Put all type of stuff in there and let it sit in their cell. So if somebody get out of pocket, because you can't reach people when you're in a hole. You can't right. reach them. So the way they gang war is through chemical warfare.
Okay.
And they call that chemical warfare. So he sprayed the guard. I'm talking about the smell of this. And I was like 5 cells up. It lit the whole tear up. I'm talking about that smell. It seemed like that smell could burn metal. It's so strong and so vicious. So when he sprayed him, that was my first time experiencing chemical warfare, just being in a hole. And it's just the mindset of, like, a person that would do that. Just, you got to think about the mind of a person who can sit in a cell, shit, squeeze it in a bottle, piss in it, cum in it, put all type of food that's going to stink, eggs, all type of stuff in there, and spray you with it. Mm. Spray that boy all in his face and everything.
That's unbelievable.
Hit the guard shirt and all of it. The guard ran, left the boy. Ah! So what I'm saying is, it's to the point where as though it's like, that chemical warfare in jail, this is the minds of people in prison. And sometimes these dudes be in the hole for years and then they'll max their whole time out and come right from the hole to the streets.
Did anybody ever hit you with the chemical warfare?
No, I stayed in line. I never disrespected no chemical war.
So nobody ever hit you with piss and chips?
No, I was a negotiator.
Fuck fish and chips.
I was a negotiator back there.
Piss and shit.
I was a negotiator back there. I talk peace. We should overcome. I wasn't doing that gate gangster.
So I would
shit.
Like to think if you get hit with chemical warfare, then that means you got hepatitis A through fucking Z.
You might got everything. Like you might ain't no telling what you got. Dusty dudes who trying to hit. He was trying to spray that boy on his eyes and everything. He had that thing hit the side of his face and everything. Dude's like, oh shit.
Oh, that's some nasty shit, man.
Yeah, but that's the prison life, man. And it's a crazy people is going crazy and then they coming back to our communities. And they mentally messed up. You see what I'm saying? So that's just the story from a cell, chemical warfare.
Okay. So now let's get to who would you be? Do you want to ask me who would I be, or you want me to ask you who would you be?
I'm going to ask you who would you be and why.
Okay.
I like to ask you because you think you are sporty.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to go right to boxing. I'm going to go to boxing, Mr. Boxer.
Okay.
Who would you be, Bernard Hopkins, Roy Jones, or Pernell Whitaker? And why? Yeah, got you with that one, didn't I?
Say that one more time. Who would I be, what?
Bernard Hopkins, Roy Jones, or Pernell Whitaker?
That's
and why? And why?
I would be Bernard Hopkins.
Why is that? Because he's from Philly?
Yep. And not only just because he's from Philly, but because his bounce back was notorious and glorious. We talking about a boxer who discovered his boxing in jail.
Like me, I discovered my little, because I do a little boxing on the side too. I was in the boxing gym before.
But you know what I mean? So be a boxer and you know, I think he won all of the penitentiary accolades that
I can't comment on that, but go ahead.
You know what I mean? But he was boxing up greatest for prison.
Yeah, he was boxing in prison.
Right. Came home, I think he did what Nard did, a 5 to 10 or something.
I don't know how much he did, but he came home.
He came home and he activated his goddamn plan in the real world and became one of the longest reigning champions that there ever was in boxing history. So as great as Roy Jones was.
Just in boxing, not in martial arts, though, because I've been holding my belts down for a while.
Shut the fuck up. Listen, right?
No, I'm just saying. You got to make sure you separate that so people will know, because you know people know that I got belts too.
Right. You had that jean belt for forever. I'll give that to you. The jean belt and the denim belt. You had that motherfucker forever.
I got real black belts, you know, in mines and cases.
But the way he came home from prison and activated his plan and preserved himself while he was in prison, because I think Bernard boxed to he was 111, right?
Yeah, he went from the executioner first, and then it became the alien. I think that's Danny Garcia Pop gave him that name.
Right.
Because the man was just in crazy shape for his age.
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you can retire from anything at 111, I think his last fight, he was 111, right?
Damn, I didn't know that.
Years old, yeah.
That's the one where he went through the ropes, though. All
yeah, yeah, that was an ugly joint.
Yeah. 111 years old.
Yeah, that was a bad
one. Yo, what? He said 111 years.
He said 111.
Yeah, Bernard boxed forever, man.
He said 100. He kept dropping that on him. 111 years old.
Yo, I didn't even peep that. Man, I thought he was talking about how many fights he had.
No,
know, the Mexican niggas back in the day used to have crazy records.
Right, right.
300.
Like Sugar Ray Robinson was like 126-4. I'm like, what the? God damn. Like, you fought 120
nigga fight
niggas,
every Saturday.
Like, 130 niggas, like, right. Yeah, Sugar Ray Robinson fighting twice a week. Shit.
So, crazy.
But Bernard, I think Bernard really retired at like 50 or something like that. But in boxing years, that's like fucking 111. You feel what I'm saying? So to be able to do it that long and be as successful as he was and to make as much money as he's made and, you know, to then transfer from being a prisoner to a boxer, to an exceptional boxer, to moving on to being
a promoter,
that was legendary.
That's a huge promoter. You know, I think I probably would pick Bernard Hopkins.
That's everything. That's great.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, minus the jail shit. Like,
thing is, you got to, when you pick who would you be, you got to do the bit.
You got to do the bit.
So that might have just changed his mind. He might say, fuck that, I'm going to go with Roy Jones. Because Roy Jones got to be an announcer afterwards and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Let me tell you something, while Bernard was in there doing push-ups and dips, Roy Jones was out here getting, you know what I mean, notorious dick sucks from these bitches. You hear me? He was out here goddamn.
He's unbelievable.
He was out here goddamn giving bitches a shotgun blast to the head. You hear me?
That nigga was going and playing like full court basketball, like semi-pro basketball, and then going right to the fight.
Right, right.
And beating niggas.
Absolutely.
He was a legend.
That's crazy.
Absolutely. So, let me ask you, who would you be? I got another one for you. I want to know, who would you be? Would you be Biggie, Tupac, or Eazy-E? I need to know.
We know the answer.
And I need to know why. Let me know why you would be them.
A lot of people tell me I look like Tupac.
What?
No, some chicks told me that before.
No bitches tell you that. Lying-ass nigga, man.
I'll probably be Pac, man.
You would be Eazy-E. You don't wear condoms.
What? Oh.
He already put it out there. You would be Eazy. Stop.
Man, listen, I wear hats, man. I wear them hats.
Hey, you definitely be, you be BBK, a.k.a. Eazy-E, the bareback king.
I'm going to say this. I'll be Pac.
No, yeah. But I'm not going to put that dirt on Eazy-E name. I'm not going to allow you.
No, I think they knocked Eazy off.
I'm not going to allow you
that was a plot.
To put that dirt on Eazy-E
name. He owned all the masters. They was trying to get him. He was
but you don't think he was going bareback, too?
I'm not.
I mean, all the old niggas want bareback.
Come on, let's keep it. Let's keep it.
I never. I want bareback. I got 5 fucking kids.
Tell me he ready to lie. See? He's ready to lie. I did. I shot the club up. Because you shot the club and shot everybody.
I got 5 kids and 3 of the motherfuckers is the same age for like 2 months. No, yeah, that's us was a hell of a year. Doom, 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 pop. Yeah, that's the boom, 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 pop. Yeah, that's I was 10 ass. Boom, boom, pop. Yeah, that's I was 10 ass. That was a hell of a year. You hear me? You hear me? I couldn't help it. The bitches was all over me like a cheap suit. You hear me? And then. I'm going to keep it all the way real. They thought I was going to be sitting on top of trillions right now. Two of them bitches tried to take me to child support. I'll get my money under the table. I bought bullshit receipts and the bitches. They ordered me to get the bitches
$50. You telling
them? Yes. I don't give a fuck. My kid's grown now. So my baby moms, they thought they was. The bitches tried to puff daddy me. They took me to court. They thought they was gonna get $12,000 a month. I wanted there with some bullshit paperwork. They ordered the bitches to $50 a month. Mad as shit. I said that do you want this $50 a month? Do you want me to give you what I'm big fucking giving you? They took me off that shit so fast. They was in there bitching. No, yes, Rolexes and drop top Jags, $50. I was like, Gil. I don't make no money.
Did you go in there? You went in there, not knowing no jury, not knowing you
went there. I went in there, raggedy ass T-shirt. The bitches was looking at me like, you really fucking show up like this?
Nigga looking like 12 years a slave when he walked in there, no cut.
You the worst guy, man. You the worst kind, man. I can't believe
this. That's the same shit my dad did. That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we know how to. Listen, man. Sometimes you gotta. FTS.
Make it to you, make it.
No, fuck the system. Hey, you should have heard the motherfuckers on the phone before we got to court. Motherfucker, I'm taking you for everything. Nigga. All right, cool. Watch this.
Oh, my God.
I'm fucked up. I'm busted and disgusted. My T-shirt drunk, shit hanging down like this. Motherfucking neck of my T-shirt looked like a dip to shit in vodka. Shit was hanging down like that. They said, man, that man fucked up, man. What you mean? I got right to the car. Boop, boop, boop. Changed my shirt. Took all the jewelry out of the motherfucking glove compartment. Pulled up on the bitch and she leaving. Fuck you, bitch. My $50 beat in the mail next week. They was mad as shit. They was mad as a motherfucker.
You right, man.
I said, FTS.
You right.
Sometimes you got to fuck the system.
You rotten, man.
Hey, listen, man. I wasn't the first rotten nigga. Yeah, me. And I ain't gonna be the last rotten nigga.
Oh my God.
This nigga's down there right now talking about FTS. Fuck the system.
This boy's a piece of work.
Hey, listen. But I felt disrespected because I was taking care of my kids. You feel what I'm saying? It's the difference if you don't take care of your kids.
Right.
Like, let's be real. Honestly, I had 3 kids and I was done. But then 2 of the motherfuckers popped up on me like toast out of the toaster. You know what I mean? I had to go down there and take the DNA test. And the motherfuckers came back 99.9% mines. So I had to, you know, I said, come on, join the tribe. Let's go. And it just so happened them little niggas was the same age. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how life works sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But let's get into this $1 million worth of games.
$1 million worth of games.
Okay, he says, Gilly, man, I need some help. I take care of my wife and her 9 kids. God damn.
Whoa. Her 9?
Her 9 kids. She tell me that she doesn't respect me and she doesn't trust me. And I don't hang out or fuck around. I play by the rules of the game, being married to her, and her sex is whack.
Damn.
And she's violent. How can I get away? Well, let's start off by saying you're a nut-ass nigga.
First of all, he can come to my protection, my defense class.
No.
Okay, sign
He's
him
a
up.
Nut-ass nigga. But let me just tell you something. Any motherfucker that signs up for 9 kids is a nut-ass nigga. All right? Maybe one.
Hold on.
You meet her, maybe
how
two.
How you know none of them kids
hold
is his?
Hold on. He said her kids.
Hers. She got a whole Wu-Tang.
Right. She got a whole goddamn basketball team and subs. She got starting 5 and subs, nigga.
How you know they ain't older?
It don't even matter. At the end of the day, she got 9 fucking kids. He said, I'm there. I take care of my wife and her 9 kids. I can only go by what he's saying on here. Ooh, so shit. How do you meet a bitch and she like meet Johnny, Joey, Jamal, Stefan, Tanya? That's too many fucking kids. Like me, I can understand you meet a girl. You might love her because you can't, you know, sometimes you can't control who you love, who you care for. But 9 fucking kids. Come on, man. You were supposed to be looking for an exit plan player. She was supposed to be a pop and drop player. A goddamn a layer down and sprayer down.
That's even kind of scary to even try that. When that even enter
that.
I don't even want to pop and drop because you might end up stuck.
Right. That might. And let me tell you something. A lot of niggas fuck up in life because they turn a pop and drop. And for people who don't know what pop and drop is, a bitch that you're supposed to pop her and then drop her.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler. And we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They turn these bitches into pop and stays.
No. They call a pop and stop.
A pop and stop. It don't matter. Like, how did 9 kids, then on top of that, her sex game, I know her sex game whack because her pussy bigger than Broad Street. She done had 9 whole humans drop out that motherfucker. You know what I mean? So, like, any woman that had 9 humans drop out of her pussy, it's safe to say there's no elasticity in them vagina lips no more. That's like fucking seal flippers. Them bitches just off to the side. The motherfuckers just...
You agree with that, Wallow?
Do what they want to do.
I totally don't agree with that.
Honestly, anybody that has sex with this woman gets her pregnant, but Wallo wouldn't. Not the bareback king. Not Cap Gun Low.
It's the martial arts pullout.
So at the end of the day, bruh, I would just ejaculate and evacuate. I would exit fast. You know what I'm saying? Like I would want
to
divorce immediately. I would leave the building, man. Fuck that, man. Fuck that, man.
You rotten,
ain't none
man.
Of them kids yours, man.
You rotten, man.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. You know how hard a nigga got to work to take care of a family of 10 and ain't none of them motherfuckers his? Ain't none of them motherfuckers come out his
no,
nuts?
No, it's 11, including himself.
He should lie and say he got 2 other chicks pregnant. Then she'll want to break up with him.
Well, let me tell you something. She ain't going to never want to break up with him. Because who the fuck is, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Yeah, baby, you nice. So how many kids you got? I got 9. What? Bitch, I'm out of here like I'm blowing down the street like a fucking leaf in a hurricane. I'm gone. Fuck is wrong. What man is signing up for that?
Him.
Absolutely. So he definitely got to be a nut ass nigga. I just got to tell her how it is.
How many kids?
Like, he might be a good guy, but he's a nut ass nigga.
How many kids is too many kids?
For me?
I'm talking about for the average guy. Like, if you don't have no kids, what if you don't have no kids?
I don't give a fuck. I'm not signing up for nine of them little motherfuckers.
What's the most? What is too much? On the minimum. A deuce?
If you really, really love her, a four ball.
A four ball?
I get that.
Like, if you really love her, it you know, okay, because you got some good girls out here.
What if you ain't got no kids? Okay, you on. Already got your kids?
Hold on. So
you already got your kids and she got four, you mean?
No, you might not have no kids. It don't
she
matter.
She got a four ball, but what if you had your kid? What if you want to have a kid?
Okay, then you got to have a kid with her. So because you do have women out here that's been like, okay, I've been with my husband since I was 18 years old. I'm 36. We got four kids. That's a good girl. But I don't give a fuck if you're a good girl or not. You got nine fucking kids.
But I'm saying, who is you to determine what a good girl is?
That shit don't go with the matter.
But listen. You said that's a good girl. Let me just back that up.
Right.
What makes a woman not being a good girl? Because sometimes a lot of women make decisions based off of what a man is promising.
Well, then.
Think about it.
Okay.
Because a woman believes.
Okay, so listen. So if you got a woman out here that makes a bunch of decisions off of what a bunch of niggas promised her, then she's a super goofy ass bitch. That's all. That don't make you. So you just go for anything, huh? You go for the okie dokie, huh? The banana in the tailpipe, huh? The nigga just tell you anything. He slay you down, spray you down.
I'm not saying it like that.
Let me tell you something. Okay. How many dicks do a woman got to take to be considered a whore?
There is no specific number on that.
Yes, it is.
Nah.
Shit. Let me tell you something.
Hold on. This is game.
No. It's both ways. It's game. All right. We're going to do this. We're going to do the numbers. Right? We're going to say 15, 30, or 45.
A bitch take 30 dicks.
Oh, listen. But listen.
30 dicks?
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying, though, cuz. Listen.
They got 30.
No, but listen. Listen to this. Peep game, cousin. I said 15. It's three numbers. 1, 2, or 3. 15, 30, or 45. If you're 15 years old, the average girl start having sex.
Yup.
And you have sex with one man a year.
Yup.
From you 15 to 30, that's 15.
Yup.
If you have sex with two men a year from 15 to 30, that's 30. If you have sex with three men a year from 15 to 30, that's 45 men. Now, you trying to say.
Come on.
A woman ain't going to never tell you how many bodies she got.
I know. So if they tell you six, then you got to times that motherfucker times four. I bet you had 24 dicks. You're lying. Uh-huh. And then, let me tell you something. This is different between men and women, right? Women lower their number so you don't look at them as a whore. Men higher their number so you can look at them as a player. So if a nigga say, nigga, I fucked 100 bitches, then you gotta divide that. Right? By five.
But listen.
Then you say, nigga, you only had 20 bitches in your whole life. Stop lying.
Think about this.
If a woman say, I think it's seven, then you say, You either get, depending on who the girl is, you might got to times it by three or four. Then you say, seven? No, bitch, you're lying. You be in a club every night. We got to times that times five. Bitch, you had 35 dicks. You're lying.
But listen, let me say this, though. All right, peep this. Is that a lot? Listen. Is 15 a lot if you're 30 years old?
I'm going to tell you this.
Because I'm being nice because okay, college time,
hold on.
School time, trying to hold figure on. Yourself
okay,
out.
Summertime is
hold
crazy.
Hold on. You're saying if a woman had sex with one different nigga a year, wait, where was the period where you respected yourself and had a boyfriend for 2, 3, 4 years and wasn't just bouncing from a new dick.
I'm being nice.
Every year.
I'm being nice because you might have one. You might have a wild year.
Every year.
You might go to college. You might hit college and wild out. You hit college.
Okay.
It's a wrap. Okay. I'm out.
Okay. So just because you hit college and you just wanted to start banging.
You might have one wild out year.
Okay. Hold on. Because you hit colleges. Because let's be for real. It's about how you respect yourself. So I was in college. It was a gang of girls in college who was banging dicks off their head, and it was a gang of girls in college who was like, I got a boyfriend. I don't really act like those bitches. So the bitches that go to college and wild out and bang dicks off their head, they would be considered whore tendencies, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be considered a whore tendency? If you just went to college, oh, I'm not in my mom's house no more. Dicks are us. Wouldn't that be what the fuck? So now you're not in your mama house no more. You just banging dicks off your skull. Huh? You just want any dick to pistol whip you now because you free. Now you don't respect yourself. No. So at the end of the day, if a chick has whore tendencies, she has whore tendencies. When I was in college, there was many a women who was like, I go to the parties, I get drunk, but I go to my dorm. I deal with him. That's it. This is my boyfriend. So how do you, if you're a woman and you get into a relationship, sometimes it should be, oh, I was in a 3-year relationship. I was in a 4-year relationship. I was in a 5-year relationship. Because if you really a true woman, then a nigga's going to grip you the fuck up.
What about Mac tendencies, though? Like, you know, some dudes, there's some dudes out there that had, like, superpowers when it came to, like, talking to women. You know what
Me?
I'm saying?
Okay. My motherfucking vernacular is spectacular. Okay. He'll tell you. When we was younger, right? Wallow got girls. I got girls. I just got a different brand of them. Asian, Caucasian, Balasian. But Wallow just liked the black girls. But Wallow's a little younger than me, too.
I will say this, though.
I introduced him to a whole different life of bitches.
I will say this.
Because my vernacular was spectacular. You feel me?
Cuz.
Ain't nothing better than an ugly nigga with confidence.
Right. So if that's the case, then women are running into people like yourself, people like other people that I may know that might not be me. And when they do holler at chicks, it's likely that they're going to bag them. So you got to count some of their numbers towards dealing with ladies' men type of dudes. You know what I'm saying as well?
At the end of the day, it's like, how many lady men are you going to deal with?
How many guys
are you going to let give you the game and just slap
this.
You in the dick,
I'm not
slap
gonna,
you in the face with a dick and roll out?
I'm not going to let that pass. I'm not going to let this pass when he just said he was a ladies' man of Mac, because he's just like the average of these dudes. Because you know it's a new thing out here. Dudes, now it's that. Dudes dress a little, all right, got a couple dollars. He just started to talk to all type of women that they really didn't talk to back in the day. He didn't start talking to nice chicks that he got tootie. He started getting money.
He's a fucking liar.
He was just like the rest of these dudes.
He's a liar.
He got some money.
He's
was a rapper.
Hold on.
A rapper, and now he only messed with bad chicks. You had to do rappers. Yeah, I only mess with dimes and ten.
Hey.
No, you're not. No, you didn't.
He's lying.
No, you didn't. So
he's
I'm
lying.
Not. Oh, no.
He's lying.
All the children, all his children's mothers came about when he started getting rap money.
No.
When he became
I don't believe you because I feel the aura. I know that he go out there and get busy. He represents. He's an illusion.
Ask him who introduced him to a different type of woman.
He's illusionist.
Ask him. Ask him that?
Yo, who introduced you?
He used to call me Philadelphia Slim back.
No. Answer the question.
He used to call me Philadelphia Slim. I don't have to answer that.
When I took you up to that college and you saw that shit, who introduced you to a different type of woman? Now, come on, keep it real on here, cuz. Don't be doing no faking the fraud, and that's not in you.
No. When I went up there, it was snowing up there.
It wasn't just snowing?
It was snowing.
It was Indians?
It was snow bunnies up there.
And guess what?
I seen them in Philly.
They didn't love cuz.
You act like you exposed
wait,
me
hold
to
on, Wait, hold on. Wait. I wasn't even rapping like that. Then they
you
didn't
act
love
like you exposed
wait,
me to
they
love.
They didn't love cuz.
Because of me.
See how the fraud come in? See how he came up? His eyes was big as mine. He was like, yo, because you got the bitches.
This is what happened. He came to me one time. This when I was in Philadelphia Slim Mode, actually. Everybody knew who I was. I was locally respected. You know what I mean? Internationally known, locally respected. You know what I mean? At that time. So he came to me. He said, listen, man, this is a girl I'm trying to get with. I want to do some things with her. She's everything, but she's a little more experienced than me. He said, what should I tell her? I said, this is what you do. You go up there and tell her, listen, man, let me know about you yesterday so I can understand you, help you materialize you tomorrow. See, the cats to be around me, I don't be around them. Let me introduce you to living, baby. Let me expose you to everything you want to do in life. I want you to do everything with me, baby. I want you to see the moon. Had you ever been to Mars? No. I'm going to take you there. Get your helmet, baby. We're going to NASA. Let's go. He was like, oh, man, it was cold. You know what I mean? I was cold back then.
Now, for everybody that's listening, y'all
cold.
Know that was a crock of diarrhea
I was
shit.
I was cold. You understand?
Nigga wasn't saying that type of shit at 15,
cold,
16,
you know
or fucking 17. So y'all knew it was a crock of diarrhea shit.
That's when I was in my
bag. Introduced Lo.
I was seasoned. You know what I'm saying?
I introduced Lo to his first mixed batch. He didn't know nothing about that. He didn't know nothing about it. He was so excited. He was so elated.
You're lying on me, man. My name is Philadelphia Slim, man. Come on, man.
Anybody can have a name. There's a bunch of names out here getting money. Johnny. Them niggas broke as shit. Trap Boy Reese. Broken in a motherfucker.
That name was dead. Listen,
I hope that's not somebody.
I don't give a fuck. No. At the end of the day.
The environment gave me that name. Hey, Deb, the environment gave me that name. Because of my I come up with a time where you didn't give yourself a name. Your name couldn't be Moneybag Man. Somebody had to give you
the
that name.
The environment named him C G L. And that's not to get that tangle or twisted. Cap Gun Low.
You lying, man, lying.
Because you dumped in all your bitches and couldn't get out of a pregnancy.
You lying on me, you hear? This boy lying.
And y'all know we didn't wear condoms back then, don't we? You didn't wear condoms in. You didn't wear no condoms in 93.
They did get condoms out free everywhere, man.
But you didn't wear no condoms in 93.
I wore the hat.
You didn't wear no condoms in 95.
I was in jail.
You was in jail in
95? No, you wasn't. Part of, I came home at the end of 95, like summer in 95.
You was juvenile.
Juvenile. I stayed in just jail. All
right. Yeah. So, and you never got none of your bitches pregnant. Cap Gun Low.
You keep lying on me, man. Keep lying. This boy keep lying on me.
CGL.
You keep lying on me, man.
Listen, though. This is $1 million worth of game.
$1 million
I go by the name of Gilly the King.
And I'm Wallow 267.
And listen, make sure y'all go online, purchase some merch, some $1 million worth of game merch. Go get you a cup, a lighter, a hat, a T-shirt.
A bag of nuts with his face on it because he's a nut.
You're a nut-ass nigga. And, you know, we appreciate the support, man. We appreciate the fact that you guys keep us at the top of the charts every week. And do me a favor, go follow $1 million worth of game on Instagram.
You see it pop up right here?
Right. Go to the YouTube, subscribe.
Subscribe, YouTube, like, share on the YouTube.
Subscribe, like, and share to the YouTube. One more time. Subscribe, like, and share to the YouTube so you know whenever
like
we drop
record.
An episode, it comes right to you. We appreciate y'all tuning in every week. I'm Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
This is Conan, the king of the nut ass niggas. We appreciate y'all tuning in. And it's just like that, right?